Okay. So as I've left now everything into Julie's very, very capable hands, and I get everything is booked, I pay the down payment, I get copies of the vouchers and everything showing, you know, my hotels, my transfers, and everything, how I'm getting there. And I got my due date and make sure I have everything paid. And this is also another reason why I like working with and using AAA, is because, yeah, I can put down the down payment on my trip, get everything booked, make the down payment, and then just make payments on it. And I have my deadline, my due date, to have everything paid up in full. And I love it. So beginning of the trip, starting out, this is how I learned, and it's also through these vouchers, I learned just how awesome and amazing Julie is. Because as I'm on the flight, I'm booked on Air Tahiti Nui. As I'm halfway there, I realized, I was like, I know I have a voucher, and she had told me she had handled and booked also my transfers. But I'm like, how do I know where to go once I get to the airport? Where do I go to get to this driver, the person who's supposed to be picking me up and taking me to my hotel when I get to Papeete? I was like, oh crap, I completely forgot to ask Julie that and things like that. But she had it all set up. It's all really great. So when I get my luggage and I walk out, I see this wonderful lady standing there, big wonderful smile on her face, next to a dry erase board that says, Odenai, Valerie. And I'm like, hey, that's me. I'm like, that's me. Yeah, that's me. I'm her. I'm Valerie. And she's like, oh, you're Valerie. I'm like, yes. And she's like, Odenai, and welcome to Tahiti. And she puts this beautiful and wonderfully fragrant lay around my neck, which immediately I'm allergic to, and I start sneezing, but I don't care because I'm in Tahiti. I am on vacation, and they smell beautiful. Then she gives me my voucher booklet, and I was like, oh, okay. She's like, here's your vouchers. It has all your transfers in them for people picking me up, taking me to my next, resort and things like that. And I go, okay, but how do I get to Mujere? And she goes, oh yeah, that's the catamaran. And so I'm thinking like, okay, how do I navigate that water? And she goes, your tickets are stapled in the back. Your round trip tickets for the catamaran are in the back. They done already went and bought my tickets. So I have that taken care of. And she was like, yeah, when she goes tomorrow, when you go to Mujere, she's like, the driver will come pick you up, take you to the catamaran, and help you, you know, orchestrate all of that. I was like, Julie, you know, boss girl. I loved it. I did not have to think about or worry about do anything but show up. And that's exactly what I did. So it was utterly amazing. Once again, thank you so much, Julie. I'm so glad I have you. So now that I got my vouchers, again, then my first driver takes me to my first resort, which was beautiful. It was La Tahiti by Pearl. And it was amazing. Room got there. Oh my God, it was so good. It was like a one bedroom room. I had this patio, which had a full on kitchen, washer and dryer. And it also had, well, not in the room, but somewhere nearby, a very, very active rooster. I don't know what was up with this thing. So now, I am from the South. I did not grow up on a farm, but my understanding of roosters is that they start sounding off early in the morning. When the sun starts rising, they start doing their cock-a-doodle-dooing. Now, I get where in relation to where Tahiti was, but I kid you not, there was this rooster, not at night, unless I was a heavy sleeper and I just wasn't paying attention to it at night, but even in the morning, but even in the afternoon, this bird was going off. And I was just like, what is with this knucklehead? I was like, that's a doggone shame that Valerie came all the way to Tahiti and I'm going to have to choke this rooster. But I couldn't help but laugh. I'm on vacation, but it was just funny. Boy, this thing just sounded off all day. But I was like, if he makes one cock-a-doo in the middle of the night wake me up, me and him going to have issues. We going to have some issues. I'm telling you. So my one full day while I'm on Papeete was absolutely beautiful at this resort, La Tahiti. It was great. I go down to the beach and walking around, put toes in the water, just absolutely hanging out. This is a beautiful resort and just had a wonderful time. Now, the next day, though, I'm getting up because I'm getting picked up and I'm going to be taken to the catamaran to get over to Mujeres. And the driver who picks me up, nice guy, come find out, actually went to college, went to school in the United States. And I want to say, I do believe he said he went to school either in like Kentucky or Texas or something like that. But as we're driving, I'm looking around and I'm just like, I don't see any homeless here, which of course is great. So, but I asked them, I said, do you all ever have a problem or do you guys have an issue with the homeless? And he goes, we do. He goes, we have the homeless here. And I go, well, where are they? He goes, oh, we hide them. Like, you hide them? Where? And that's when he went to explain to me that the French government decided that since government, if Tahiti were ever attacked, it would be by air and by sea. So they didn't feel it was necessary to have the French army in Tahiti, so they pulled them back. Now, when they did that, that left the army barracks empty. So Tahiti's government just decided, hey, since there's no army here, we'll just house the homeless there. I was like, that's brilliant. I'm like, too bad the United States can't figure out something like that, because I have a feeling we probably got way more homeless than we do military. But I just thought it was great. It was wonderful. So, and yeah, it still made a beautiful place.